You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. Let's get into it.
I said my name is Legion. They said he's got a demon, and all they wanted was to tie me down. And the chains, they couldn't hold me. Running wild in the cemetery. The living dead till Jesus came to town.
First thought in my head was a must hate me. Just look at yourself, everything unclean.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
In honor of the new Spicy McNuggets, we bring you Spicy McRockin'.
Okay.
I hope that here in the wee hours of the morning, someone just learned about Spicy McNuggets via this show, and their whole evening is about to take a wonderful turn.
You're welcome.
We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. And a very, very cool question, and certainly something awesome that you do want to encourage the people around you. And Glenn, where would we work, start with kind of making that come out something like right?
Well, it's a great thing to want to do, so let's start by, you know, talking about how good it is that you want to do it. The truth is, if we figure out the right way to start on that, it becomes very easy, so, you know, we can be confident of that. But let's begin with the idea that giving people compliments can sometimes just feel awkward and kind of, you know, oddly vulnerable. You know, you can say, I want to cheer up my friend Timmy and say, hey, Timmy, I I like your shirt. And then you're standing there thinking, I never tell anyone I like their shirt. And I don't even know where that's coming from. And I'm not sure I like the shirt that much. I'm just trying to be positive. So, you know, it can just feel kind of awkward in that. And you can kind of feel like I'm not good at it. And I'm looking sort of weird and weak and not like I have it together.
I think that's a really, really strong point. And, Jed, I think that there's a lot to pick apart and explore in the kind of small statement Glenn made there, which I think a lot of us feel, which is, I just feel like this is something I'm not good at.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think feel like I'm not good at is really the key thing. If you're not used to intentionally encouraging and affirming other people, you're likely to have kind of a range of feelings that are oddly strong, even if they don't really match reality. As Glenn said, it can feel kind of vulnerable. It can feel kind of awkward. I think for a lot of us, when we're not used to it, giving an encouraging word feels like we're admitting weakness, oddly. Like we're putting ourselves out there in a way where somebody could, you know, punch us or something. And that makes no sense at all. There, I mean, from an objective view of this, there's no reason for us to feel that way, but we still do. And given that we are tempted to feel things that we really don't like feeling, that means we're also tempted to just avoid doing this at all. If encouraging other people kind of makes me feel weird and unsure and insecure, then maybe I don't want to do it. And if I don't do it, well, then I will never get good at it, because that's just how skills work. The question is it a skill? Can we get better? Can we get good at encouragement? And if we can, how does that work?
I think it's a really, really great point. I also just want to watch the kind of short film sitcom backlog that leads to someone punching the person who said, I really like your shirt. I hate the shirt so much, and now I hate you. But that probably won't happen if you say it. That's the important thing. And we'll be back to look at this more right here on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Hey, guys, I really like your respective shirts.
Why, thank you.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with this yet. The range of responses. Also joined by a man who is wearing a very nice Cure shirt. The producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I feel good about the shirt, and I'm appreciative of the compliments.
A little tableau for our question for tonight, which came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but feel like it never comes out right. And Glenn, we talked in that last segment, which I think is a very, very important point here, about the idea of encouraging people, saying nice things, being a skill, and it's something we can build up to, but in order to build up to it, we have to start, right?
For sure. I think part of that, starting point is to recognize sometimes we hold back on giving compliments because in certain ways they seem sort of obvious, you know, that it's like nobody goes backstage to Bruce Springsteen and said, you know, you played like really good music, like that was really good, like when you played that song, you know, because he's Bruce Springsteen, it's good, and he has to know that everyone was screaming that it was good. But everybody needs that affirmation of reality. If you're good at something or you're doing well and nobody says anything, you start sort of weirdly questioning, is this actually good?
I think it's a really great point. And also, in various aspects of our lives, everyone on this show has either been or worked with a number of musicians. And I can totally envision a scenario in which someone says, hey, Bruce, you played them songs real good. And he goes, really?
I'm really
glad to hear that. But musicians may not be the best test case for an average. But, Jed, I love that idea of looking at things that hold us back from encouraging people and doing that. What else might that be?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I think one of the other kind of excuses we use is, who cares what I think? Like Glenn said, he already knows, and who cares what I think? It's not like I'm a music expert or something. But here's the thing that I've found, and I think all of us on this show have found, is if you've got something nice to say, people are suddenly very interested in your opinion.
Whoa, let's hear him out.
and that's because everybody loves affirmation. They may prefer to receive it in different ways. They may have different things they prefer to receive it about, but everybody loves to be affirmed, to be encouraged. And to go back to what Glenn was saying, everybody needs it. There is no one who can just keep going forever in a vacuum of encouragement and affirmation. There's no one who can actually just go forever without anyone saying, you are doing a good job. The redundancy is the point. We need people to tell us out loud in words things that we know are true, but we need to hear other people say them. And so I think we need to dig further in that on why does affirmation matter so much.
I think it's a very, very good point. Affirmation is very important. And to define that, just as Jed's saying, it's just that simple act of even if someone knows something good, you are affirming it. You are saying, yes, this is a good thing. That has way more power than we often think it does. And we'll look at this a little bit more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Oh, no.
are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Just to go back to our previous point, are we actually sponsored by Spicy Chicken McNuggets?
We're open to the possibility.
I think, given the amount of money he may have already spent on them, it's much more likely that Jed is sponsoring the Spicy McNuggets.
I see.
That's right. And said McNugget enthusiast is, of course, also the producer of this here show, and his name is Jed Brewer.
Guilty as deliciously charged.
We are answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com that says, I've heard so much about these spicy nuggets, where can I purchase? Wait, no, that's the wrong email folder. The question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but I feel like it never comes out right. And Glenn, in that last segment, we've been looking at encouragement. We came across another very good synonym for that, which I'd love for us to dig into here, which is the idea of affirmation and how much people really need that in their lives.
Well, yeah, affirmation is a very big deal. You know, that sense of not only accepting people, but finding good things in them and saying, here is a good thing. There may be a lot of things you want to work on and change, and that can be a good and positive thing. But while we're doing all that, let's take time to say, this is a good thing. Because everybody has moments of self-doubt. Everybody has those moments where they're just not quite sure. I mean, I think I have this thing about me that's special and good, and I do well. And if I don't hear people talk to me about that at all, I start to worry about it. But the good news is, when you set out to affirm those things to other people, it's almost impossible to mess it up.
It's a really great point. And Jed, for someone who is new to this and maybe feels like they don't have a lot of skill at it, let's dig into more of that, how much it is pretty much impossible to mess up saying something nice.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. We would all love to have the perfectly scripted movie moment. You know, you've got your buddy who's good at cars, and we all know he should go and study it, and he should get his ASC certification and get a job as a mechanic and work his way up. He'd be great at it. We all know that. And so in our minds, what we love is that moment where the music swells and the strings playing in the background, and you say, John, you have a gift. Don't hide your light under a bushel basket, sir. Go forth, friend, and master the world of automotive engineering and make this world a better and faster place. And you know, you've got Charlton Heston's voice as you're doing it. We all want that, and we feel like that would be the A-plus affirmation. But honestly, that's not any more effective than, dude, you're good at cars. You should do car things. Like, seriously, one of those is not more effective than the other. And if we hold off on giving affirmation because we're afraid we can't do the A-plus version, well, we're kind of depriving our friend of the affirmation he needs, but we're also keeping ourselves from getting better at it because we're not doing it. So to that end, here's what we want you to do. This week, pick two or three people that you know and give them a good, simple, affirming word about something positive in their lives, something that you want to just encourage and affirm them on. That will change their life for the better, and it will actually change yours, too.
That is absolutely right. And if we could give one top tip on how to do that and what you're concerned with, less words is better when you're starting out.
Yep.
Think about any new skill. You're going to start out one thing. As Jed's saying, if you, nice shirt, that counts. Great job. Check it off the list. And it does make a real difference in people's lives. And we'll be back to look at more of this when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Chad, do you eat those spicy McNuggets real good?
I don't think that statement's going to help us land this sponsorship.
You said there's no way to mess up affirmation.
There's a way to mess up advertising. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I feel very seen, Glenn. Thank you.
There you go.
Is that because he is literally seeing you eat spicy nuggets right now?
Maybe.
Okay. We're answering
questions. Just watch it all day long.
We're going to move on quickly to a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. Now, as we pursue our nugget moguling future, maybe we need not sponsorship, but partnership. Maybe they'll provide the nuggets and we'll provide the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, we in our day job, we work in some fairly rough environments. That could be the streets of the west and south side of Chicago. That could be Cook County Jail or a drug rehab. And it's a place where kind words are really, really few and far between. And yeah. How do we work with people who are trying to become more positive, affirming people, but just don't have a model for that?
Well, it's a great question because they need that positivity. They need that affirmation. If you're going to make big changes and, you know, if you're starting in from a really low place, you need that. We try and give a lot of that affirmation, but, you know, we have to receive that in our relationship with God and be built up by God in order to build that into them. And they have to do the same sort of thing. They have to receive that affirmation they're getting from God because God is giving it. He's saying, I love you. I forgive you. I have mercy. I have grace. I have, a plan for your life. I have a purpose for you. I think if you find a way of tapping into that within your own life, it'll be natural for you to give that to others.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point. It's really one of those situations that we look at a lot where if you actually go to what's written in the Bible, in the four biographies of Jesus that start the New Testament, what we call the Gospels, you might expect, kind of as Jed was referring to previously, that when Jesus encourages or says something to change somebody's life, that it's big and dramatic and has all these amazing poetic words. And a lot of times, it's really not. A lot of times, he just looks at someone and says, you can do better than that. Or he looks at someone and says, I think you're the guy who's going to do this. He looks at something that someone's doing and affirms it. And really in a more casual way than you would think, as Jed was pointing out. And those are words that really, really do have a big impact. The world is screaming out for someone to say something, anything nice. And if you do that, you're going to make a big impact every which way. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
they thought